Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast. Today, in our 21-day journey through the Gospel of John, we're in John chapter 15. And in John chapter 15, John unpacks this unbelievable picture of what it is to abide in Christ. He talks about, in the first 11 or 12 verses, he talks a lot about how Jesus is the vine and we are branches, and that we as branches that are abiding in him, that are connected to him, the life that he gives us from the vine comes through that branch and in that branch, and from him at work in that branch, fruit comes. Now, when we talk about fruit, this sounds incredibly spiritual and not understandable to so many, but think of fruit as the fruits of the Spirit: peace, love, joy, etc. And when you look through this, he is saying the way that you will leave good fruit wherever you go is that you abide in me. You stay connected to me. You let me give you life in a literal sense. I read the other day, and I thought this was so good, that if Jesus is the vine, if we are the branch, then the power that flows from Jesus to us is found in the sap inside that plant. Think of the sap as the Holy Spirit that he has given us. In verse 12 in chapter 15, it says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone laid down his life for his friend." Think about that. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. Well, that's what Jesus has done. That's why we should abide in him. That's why we are to remain connected in him. And he says, when you stay connected to me, remember my commandment, love one another as I've loved you. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, for I have called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I have commanded you, so that you will love one another. Why should we abide? Because when we are right vertically, we'll be right horizontally. Now, I want you to notice this big thought. Up in verse 8, it says, "By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love." Abide is one of those words that's more than just rest in, more than just stay in. It is stay connected to the source of power. Stay connected to love itself. And when you do that, you will find how easy it is to live and follow in obedience and power and in peace, and that branch that you are will bear good fruit because you are connected to the proper source. And folks might say, "Well, Chuck, I want to stay connected. How do I stay connected?" One of them is what you've just done. You've allowed Scripture to get into your soul. I would encourage you to join us, and you can still complete our 21-day reading plan, and you can go to sugarhill.church/fresh-start. And when you do, you'll see all these resources. You can see the sermon series that we've had in Fresh Start. You can see the weekday podcast that's a chapter a day. You can read a chapter a day in our free YouVersion reading plan. And you can be a part of weekday meditation that will take you 5 or 8 minutes and take you even deeper into a time with the Lord. So this is one of the ways we want to make it easy for you to abide in him. So my friend, today, trust that this is my commandment, Jesus says, that you love one another as I have loved you, and greater love has no one than this. You're my friends if you do what I command you. How do I make sure that I can obey and abide? Well, I stay connected to the source. So be sure to share these weekday podcasts, the weekday meditations. Make sure you share all of this, including Fresh Start, with your social media networks, and let other people seek peace like you have this day. God bless you. We'll see you back again tomorrow for another weekday podcast. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9.